The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Our Briles, they've suspended him indefinitely with intent to terminate. They've got a contract that they've
which basically means they've got to come to terms on a buyout. They did the right thing by getting rid of him now, even if it was late. I'm going to give them credit for releasing that report because that's a damning report. And I also think this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's other people that are going to go. I think this is a lot worse than even we know. But the real question is, what do they do from here? Mark Berman just tweeted out, NBA sources confirm new Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni is getting a 4-year contract. All right, when he was with Phoenix, 62-20 one year, 54-28, 61-21, 29 wins, 53 losses, 42 wins, 40 losses. Not so good the next year. Started off with 18 wins, 24 losses. Yeah, you only got half the season. Sorry.
D'Antoni and Phoenix equal to Adelman in Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
They won a whole ton of games, but never anything of substance.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. And at Degenerates 975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you are on the north side of town right now, be careful driving in. We'll try to get you home safely. But it looks like, according to the Doppler, things are a little nasty, basically just north of Spring. So, your direction.
Great.
Yeah.
You mentioned, or did we mention the All-NBA teams?
We did not. But I do want to tell people before we get to that that everything we talked about the first 2 hours, mostly Baylor, little D'Antoni, and just a few other, and penis-eating snakes, all available on podcastarena.com. So you had one more. Before we get to that, you had one more.
One-tenth of what you pay for your car, Jon. So if you drive a $30,000 car, spend $3,000 on a ring. That seems like a fair...
Yeah, that's not as bad. Now, what I would do is go buy a really cheap car, like for a grand.
Right.
And then I could say, okay, well, yeah, I spent 10% of what I spent on a car.
Again, that's why you fail at marriage.
Well, I know. I'm giving you the bad advice.
He's giving you poor advice.
So, All-NBA. James Harden got...
James Harden did not make the All-NBA team.
First, second...
Or third. And I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
I mean, this is the guy who statistically, if you just look at the base stats, had a year very similar to what he did last year when he was first-team All-NBA and runner-up for the MVP award. But when you take into account the fact that he played no defense this year, seemed to be out of shape most of the season, and also when you look at the other guys that got voted ahead of him, it's hard to argue anyone off that list.
Yeah.
And everyone was saying the simple guy to take off the list is Kyle Lowry. Y'all didn't watch Kyle Lowry this year then. Kyle Lowry had a fantastic season.
Yeah, if you're watching him in the playoffs, you're seeing him have alternately really bad games with really good games. But he had a terrific year, and they were the number two seed in the East.
And Kyle Lowry's also, I'd say, as far as starting guards in the league go, he's turned into a top 10 defender amongst starting guards in the league, which is... I mean, when he was here, you would have never thought that that's what he'd blossom into.
He was solid here, though.
But you would have never thought that we'd be talking about him as an All-NBA type player.
No.
But he is. And I think it's deserved. I mean, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, there's not even... And I would say Chris Paul and Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
There's not even an argument that you would put James Harden above one of those guys. I don't think there's an argument you'd put him ahead of Klay Thompson. Kyle Lowry's the one guy I could see people making a stink for, but... I just don't think it's... I don't think he deserves to be on the All-NBA team.
No, I think... And as the votes went, he basically was, what, the seventh best guard in the NBA? That's probably about right.
Yeah. There's some things about the vote. I mean, and this is why you shouldn't take this voting too seriously. Tim Duncan received 3 votes.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay.
That's just in honor of you.
Gordon Hayward received 3 votes.
So did Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard received 3 votes.
Yeah.
Tony Parker even got a vote. But yeah, some 3 people thought Dwight Howard was one of the 3 best centers in the league this year.
Mm. Good luck with that.
Yeah. And also, there were 4 people who did not have LeBron James on the first team.
Yeah, well, he didn't deserve it.
Yeah, of course.
You know what's more interesting to me? Who would win a 7-game series between the first team and the second team? I mean, on the surface, you'd say, oh, well, they got LeBron James and Steph Curry. But I think that second team would give them a hell of a series. Durant, Paul Lillard, especially Draymond Green and Boogie Cousins.
Well, Draymond Green and DeMarcus Cousins have showed up the same amount in these playoffs.
That's true. That is true. Well, but it's not like Kawhi Leonard showed up in the playoffs.
Kawhi Leonard played all right.
He
just ran into a machine.
If you say so.
And then the third team, Paul George, LaMarcus Aldridge, Andre Drummond, Klay Thompson, and Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, that team wouldn't have a chance against.
Probably not. They're not quite as loaded as the
other. But those are the first two, I think you. Yeah, if you've got Curry and LeBron, you should be head and shoulders. But boy, I sure like the second five.
I'd
take my chances with that.
I'd also point out that this kind of goes to show maybe why Harden didn't make it, that people value point guards when you consider that 5 of the 6 guys that did make it are point guards. The one shooting guard that made it, 1-2 guard, was Klay Thompson. So maybe the voters just value that position more, and probably rightfully so, than the 2. But yeah, no James Harden on the All-NBA team. Did you see what did you understand the Rose rule before today? The Derrick Rose rule?
I did not, actually.
Basically, what it is when the new collective bargaining agreement came about in 2011, they made a rule named after Derrick Rose because he was first team All-NBA early in his career and was selected by fans in the All-Star game 2011 and 2012, still on his rookie contract. So they wanted to reward players that are operating on the rookie contracts that had outperformed their maximum salary slot. Because, you know, the max salary goes by how long you've been in the league, which I think it's 0 to 6 for the first year, the first group of guys. But the thing that happened today was, because Damian Lillard was voted, then he's paid like a tier 2 max guy, which is, you know, that's good news for him. That's quite a bit. He made an extra 20. His salary next season will go from $21.5 million to $23.7 million. His max number. If Davis had earned an All NBA honor, the cap room would be cut in half for him. So the cap space factors in the Pelicans pick in the draft, which is like the 6th pick. The cap holds of Eric Gordon, Norris Cole being released, and $65 million in guaranteed contracts, and Ryan Anderson's free agent cap hold. So they've got like 8.6. If Davis would have made that team, their cap space would have been cut even more. As it is, it's not changed, but Anthony Davis lost out on 20-something million dollars by missing out on the All-NBA team. That's how much it cost him, because he was voted the 8th best forward in the league instead of one of the top 6. $20 million it cost him.
Maybe if his team hadn't been so crappy this year, he might have made it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, as good as he is, that was just a disaster season for a team with a guy who's supposed to be a great, great player.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll get to your phone calls. Do a segment of those. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I'm trying to get caught up on some Twitter here, and then we'll get some phone calls. But you know, we haven't talked about Dynamo firing their coach. Crickets.
I thought he left because he wanted to be closer to his family.
Yeah, I'm sure that our Browse did the same thing. He wanted to be closer to his family. But that franchise has been a mess now for a couple of years. That's what they get for leaving our station.
Yep.
Anyway.
They're paying the price.
They are. And I'm sure, though, they'll get a coach who people can understand when he speaks on radio next time.
I hope so.
I just hope they can win some damn games. My goodness. Lamont says Daryl Morey mentions dude is getting barbecued. You know what? Is that fair though? I kind of think that's got to be Les, right? Les isn't on Twitter to barbecue.
No,
but
it's got to be Les.
Yeah, getting back to the
and you know what? At the end of the day, it's his money.
It's his money, and if that's the way he wants to go. Then
I'm just telling you, no, it's not going
to
work.
Well, Ed, see, it's on Daryl Morey to make it work, or he's out of a job, too.
Yep.
Tony, getting back to the ring thing, says 10% of the car or new or current Kelly Blue Book value.
I think 10% of the car new.
Okay, that's not cool, because what if the car is 4 years old? You should go with the Blue Book value.
Come on. And wouldn't the relationship be about 4 years old?
Well, I don't know. You might have met her since you got the car. Well, as long as she's not 4 years old, that would be a real problem.
That's a crime.
Yeah. Gabriel asks, what do you think the Blitz would have to do to be more like Mike and Mike? I don't know, but in what sense?
I'm fine not being like Mike and Mike.
Yeah, I'm kind
of one of us would have to get significantly smaller and more Jewish.
Yeah. And not listen, I like that show. It's just...
Now, also, those guys have way better hair.
That's true. And I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that show. I'm glad they're on our station. I've enjoyed when we had those guys on. It's just what they do is their thing, and what we do is our thing. Let's squeeze in a phone call. AKA, what is up?
Gentlemen.
Hey, sports.
Hey, I just wanted to know, just throwing it out there, what are the odds you think Art Brown's son will get a head coaching job before he gets anything?
Man, even his son, I think he's going to have a hard time finding a head coaching job now. Is that fair? I don't know. But I wouldn't expect either to be having a head coaching job anytime soon.
Yeah, I think the fact that he still has a job, we talked about this a little bit off air, is there any way these guys didn't know about it in terms of his assistance? I could see a scenario where, you know, a parent went and complained to the head coach and he didn't tell his assistants, but it sure seems unlikely. So let's try Sean. What's up, Sean?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Go Hello?
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead, man. You're on. Go ahead, man. All right, let's try. Is that Larry? What's up, Larry?
Hello.
Yeah, you're
hey,
on, man.
Sports, Larry.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, talk. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
John, I'm done taking
that's,
calls.
That's
I
it.
Mean, I can't do this.
Yeah.
What is life?
Is there something wrong with the phones where we say you're there?
When we talk to you, just talk back.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, are you there?
This isn't like a new thing. What are you going to do?
You know what? Lamont will be there. We'll try one more.
I don't know.
If he fails, then he ruins it for everybody for the next 2 days. We won't do one tomorrow. We won't do any calls tomorrow either. So no pressure, Lamont.
I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah. What's up, man? Lamont.
Told you.
Okay, this is definitely on us somehow. There's no way those people aren't going to be there. So we're having phone problems.
Is it because we have new interns?
No, it's not that.
No, well,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but obviously they just can't hear us. So, all right, I'm not putting it on those guys.
I don't know.
We'll have to go back to Twitter and stuff, though. Anyway.
I think you're too generous.
I like 95% of the people.
Hey, did you see this the other day? We didn't talk about it. And I felt it should, because I bitch about this all the time, I felt I should give it some recognition. The Pac-12 has, A, they've decided to reduce the number of night football games that they play.
Yeah.
They modified its TV agreements to allow for football games to start at 2:30 or 6 p.m. local time and overlap with the other two networks' exclusive TV windows. They also added a fine schedule to its court and field storming policy, starting at $25,000 for a first offense and going to $100,000, which means the schools will now be fined when their student body rushes the court or the field. I think that's a brilliant move. I wish everybody would do that.
Yeah, well,
and I feel like $25,000 is a little light. I feel like it should be more.
But doesn't the SEC already do that? Don't they fine their schools for rushing the field in the court?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's SEC people out there that can tell me that in a heartbeat, but I'm pretty sure they do.
They also have decided in the same meeting, apparently, that they're going to have esports where they basically play video games against each other, which I don't know how I feel about that, but that's a thing now.
Well,
Give me Utah in the Pac-12 video game power rankings.
Yeah, Lamont says we went to another radio station.
What the hell?
Are we like picking up 1560 again?
I don't know. Maybe our lines got crossed.
I just give up on today. Let's go. Whatever's on national, let's just play that.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this nonsense.
Yeah, we should just take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, we're out of here.
We can't do that. We only got two segments left anyway. We can cobble together one, and then you got Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right.
So, okay, 337 says first offense is a warning, second offense is a fine.
Okay, for the SEC?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense. As long as there's a fine involved at some point. But I don't know. People already hate us enough today. I don't know that I want to go back into the why you shouldn't rush the field thing. You know, there's a bunch of stuff I wanted to get to today, and it just all got thrown away. I wanted to get your opinion on why BJ Penn's fight got pulled and...
Because BJ Penn admitted to using an IV, which is, it's been news for a while that was not going to be allowed anymore. What I don't understand is why he admitted to it when he didn't need to. I mean, it's 2 months out from the fight.
Yeah.
Very strange, but whatever.
So he's 37 years old. He hasn't fought in 2 years. Is this it for him?
I would guess probably, but I've thought he was done before. So I don't know.
Yeah, the only story I said just said potential violation, so that was the violation. Was using a needle.
Yeah.
And the other thing we didn't get to, and I don't want to turn this into a whole segment on whether guys should get paid, but you see that Josh Rosen kind of went off when UCLA signed their new deal with Under Armour?
No.
Well, they signed a $280 million deal with Under Armour, and these big schools are just getting tons of money from these guys. And Rosen got a little salty, but he basically tweeted out, UCLA just signed a $280 million shoe and apparel deal.
Oh, is he mad he's not getting any of that dough?
Yeah, he deleted the post, but basically says, we're still amateurs, gotta love nonprofits, hashtag NCAA. Yeah.
I don't blame him for being upset.
I mean, people are going to buy his jerseys, right? I do think there's a middle ground that you can do on this if you did it right, but nobody seems interested in that. And the schools don't want to give up that money. And, I mean, that's a... Oh, boy. 281 says, just man up and do the 3 month salary. She's got to wear the thing the rest of her life. Spin now and she won't want a new one later.
Oh, stop it. Stop acting like it's the rest of her life.
Yeah, come on, man.
That relationship's it's doomed to fail.
Well,
they're in different Asian classes.
Mine averages out to about 6 years per, so she's only going to deal with it for 6 years. So
6 years is about 10% of your life.
Yeah.
So
you should pay 10% of 1 month's salary.
10% of 3 months' salary.
No, 1 month's salary.
That's a little cheap.
Well, so what? What's the big deal? Get something that looks like it's more expensive. You know what? I bet that's a woman that texted that to us. Just guessing. All right. Are we going to figure out the phones here or no?
No.
I tried calling from my phone. It's working now.
You think?
No, we're just going to take that risk, huh? No, thanks.
We'll think about it. We might try it. We might not. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. So weapons of the terrified. Nothing
in my world. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So should we try one more?
I don't think so.
We'll do this as a test because if the phone lines are screwed up, we got to get them fixed.
You're all bark and no bite with this. We're not taking any more calls.
Well, that wasn't their fault, though. That was
you
on us.
You don't know that.
No, that was clearly on us. When we get three in a row, then there's something wrong. So if this is wrong, if this doesn't work, then we obviously have a problem. It needs to be fixed.
Fine.
Try Scott. Scott, are you there, sir?
Sports
to you.
Listen, the last special education people that don't know how to answer their phone or pay attention or not turn off their radio doesn't account for the rest of Houston that's listening to you guys. And the other guy that's a moron that says that you guys should be more like Mike and Mike, why? So I can hear Greeny talk about pillow fights and whatever MMA stands for or how to spell it? No, you guys are money. Relax. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
All right.
See, that was...
I'm glad you took that call.
There you go. Do you feel better about yourself now?
Better about myself, for sure.
Everybody asked, would you take LeBron's lifetime deal with Nike or bald Natalie Portman?
LeBron's deal with Nike.
Yeah, as much as I would love bald Natalie Portman, I could probably buy a bald Natalie Portman lookalike with the money I'd have from LeBron. So, maybe even a bald Natalie Portman lookalike robot.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Okay, so I guess the phones now work. Right? Is that the deal?
I think so. Well, we'll see.
I don't know. I was asked, I thought John was talking to an intern, but Michael Carroll's in there talking to him. So, as usual, he's in there talking
yes,
to somebody.
Yes, the phones are good.
Okay, right. So what do we think happened there?
Sometimes I have to turn it on and off, the one of the pots. I don't know. It's weird.
So it's your fault?
No. I don't know what happened. Somebody must have overtaken it on their board around here.
All right.
All right, how is it that people overtake our boards?
I have no idea. That happened. That happened that one time when we were doing a live broadcast.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And so somehow all of our listeners got to hear a few seconds of 1560, which was probably a great day for them.
No. You did in your headphones.
What did they hear?
We got you, but you couldn't get
the listeners, what did they get?
They got you guys.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got you guys, but you guys were, YSR was sending programming in your ear.
Oh, that also happened when we had Lampley on, too.
Yes, it happened twice.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, because we had a commercial for Donald Trump, and he hates Donald Trump.
What, did we ever find out where that came from?
I think whenever these, one of these, this is a little technical, but whenever these different channels get put on a different board, like a YSR board or 1560 board, and they take control over it, then then you start hearing what, especially when you guys are on broadcast, you start hearing what's coming out of their station instead of what is coming out of ours.
Well, that's at least one person that gets to hear something from their station.
Yeah.
There is that. There's no way we can fix this where we don't have to ever deal with them again, right? I mean, I love having them on our team, but when we start hearing Donald Trump ads in our head while we're trying to do an interview, that's never a good thing.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. How about, let's do something a little different. Jeremy, are you there, sir?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys. I watch a bunch of UFC, MMA. I was wondering, what do y'all think about the judging? A lot of scores are coming out that just don't make too much sense. And I was wondering if there is a better way or some repercussions some of the judges can have. Just because a lot of it doesn't make sense a lot of times, and it can ruin some fights. So I'll hang up and listen.
While I agree with everything you're saying, there's nothing that could be done to fix it. I mean, there's going to be, in sports that require judging, there's going to be bad judging, and that's just the way it is. But
well, explain that the judges aren't part of...
Yeah, the judges aren't part of the UFC. Like, you know, these are state officials, and, you know, it's anything that's... someone's opinion on the way something went. I mean, three people can watch a movie. Two of them might think it was great. One of them is going to think it sucks.
Yeah.
That's almost anything. And it's
although the difference there, well, and I guess maybe so if you go into a movie with certain standards that you're looking for to judge it by, because theoretically that's what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you see something different from someone else.
Some judge may outweigh grappling performance to striking performances. Some judges may outweigh, I mean, you know, a lot of the times I think judges get it wrong because they get a guy who gets a takedown and then a guy gets right back up and they credit him for a takedown when he didn't do anything once he got him on the ground. It's a long drawn out thing, but judging's some of them, bad, it's going to stay bad.
And some of them are just dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just bad at their jobs.
Texas has some really bad ones.
Matt says, trying to get home and flooded out in Montgomery, headed to the bar and realized I didn't have my wallet. Now sitting in the parking lot waiting for the rain to stop.
Ugh.
That's the worst. Well, if you're going to a bar you go to all the time, surely there's somebody there who knows you who will front you this time, knowing you'll take care of them on the back end.
I would think.
I mean, that's Back Row Baptist, who is a Baylor guy, also makes some really good beer, says, for my Baylor tailgate this year, I'll create a beer called the Dearly Departed ART Pale Ale.
Oh, nice.
I see what you did there. All right, we'll do one more.
You should make a beer called Not Asking Permission.
You know, there's probably... Budweiser got in trouble for that? For putting the little slogan on there for something about... I can't remember what it was, but something about when no means something else. So you should do something like that. You can't make light of these things if you want to sell a lot of beer. Come on. We'll try one more. How about... Larry.
Hey, now.
This is more for Fred, since he's a newspaper guy. ESPN, one of the first horses about the Baylor situation, I heard from ESPN's Outside the Lines, and ESPN has been laying off people. They've been losing some money recently. So you combine that with newspapers that are going under, and I would think investigative journalism has to suffer because a lot of these investigations, like Watergate with the Washington Post and others, they can be costly and labor-intensive and take a long time. So I would think it's going to be harder to uncover scandals if there are fewer resources to investigate.
You just asked that question in... much shorter time than it took me to rant about this for 20 minutes the other day. Do we remember when that was? I know a bunch of people tweeted out the link, but was that the...
Was that Tuesday?
I think it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday, the second segment?
Yeah, it was 4 o'clock hour. I remember that. I kind of went very much in depth about all that. So it's exactly what you said. I mean, that's the issue, is that there's not enough people to do this right. If you really want to go do an investigation right, and by the way, I'm not a newspaper man anymore. I was. Now I'm just a dickweed radio guy who, you know, that's it. But let's pretend for a minute that we have a news organization that I want to send somebody to investigate this when it breaks. I'm looking at least 6 to 8 months of a guy in Waco chasing down hundreds and hundreds of leads and having to sort through those to maybe get to 5 legitimate ones, of which maybe 3 of them talk.
Yeah.
Maybe. And, okay, let's say you get that, and that leads you to another 100 people. And so now you're talking about paying somebody 6 to 8 months to a year of their lives to be in one place, plus expenses, and somebody's good who can go get this stuff. And at the end of the day, you might not get anything. And that's hard for anybody to do in this day and age. But there is a solution, and I am going to do that audiobook. And John doesn't know this yet, but he's going to help on it when he gets back from vacation. And we're going to break down what's happened and how we fix it. And nobody else may listen to it but me and John. But it's going to be damn good. And I think it's important enough to look at all this.
I'll listen to it because I'm nice. And I want to support you guys.
Appreciate that. All right.
I probably won't like it, but I'll listen.
Well, you've already heard me rant about this a million times, so I know it's. But I do hope to have some really good interviews.
By the way, if this influences your bet in any chance or your willingness to make a bet on Tampa,
yes,
Steven Stamkos is upgraded to probable for tonight's game against Pittsburgh.
I don't know how I feel about that. The guy hasn't played in a month and a half,
but he's one of the three or four best players in the whole wide world, isn't he?
He is, but it's kind of like when Malkin came back for the Pens. It took him a while.
Yeah.
I feel good about the bet. I'm rooting the other way, but I feel good about plus 180.
All right.
So you might want to grab that before the Stamkos news gets too out there, because then it might go down about 160. All right, one segment to go. We're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Enter the Father's Day giveaway from Omaha Steaks.
Omaha!
Yes. Tweet pictures of your steaks, burgers, and beer at ESPN 97.5 with hashtag BeefUpYourLife and hashtag Omaha Steaks, and you'll be entered to win the Omaha Steak Father's Day Pack. Check this out. These packs include 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 Omaha burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of steak fries, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, and more. There's more.
Vegetarian.
Yes.
Just kidding. That's a made up lie.
Yeah, I got this packet, man. It is incredible. We've been killing it with these. These delicious packs are available for just $50. Get yours at omahasteaks.com. Type Fred in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill. And you might win one of these. But man, this is a great deal. You'll hear me talk about those a lot next week. Also, need to remind you, AJ Hoffman and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew will be at Revelry for the Copa America kickoff party. Play for free in the FIFA 16 tournament starting at 1. Champion wins a new PS4. Details are online at revelryfifa16tournament.eventbrite.com. And Warriors versus Thunder coverage begins at 8 p.m. Okay, that's everything. Time for Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with Bill Cosby, who a Pennsylvania judge ruled on Tuesday there's enough evidence for him to stand trial on sexual assault charges stemming from a 2004 incident. Mr. Cosby, good luck to you, sir, the judge said. Thank you is all he said when he got up and hugged his lawyer.
Didn't offer him anything to drink, did he?
No, this is an incident in 2004 where the woman said, this is some of her quotes, "I told him, I can't even talk, Mr. Cosby. I started to panic. I was laying on my left side with my knees bent. That is the last thing I remember. I recalled Mr. Cosby's body near mine. I was in and out. I was aware his hands were on my breast. His fingers were exploring me. His penis was powerful. I don't remember any kissing or any intercourse. Everything was blurry and dizzy. I felt nauseous." She said Cosby told her the pills were herbal medication. She said he also urged her to sip wine, even though she had not eaten and didn't want to drink. Cosby claimed it was consensual sexual activity. So we'll see where that goes. MSNBC... maybe making a bit of an error when they were reporting on the Cosby news.
For the Clinton campaign, he's someone who's raised a lot of money for them through the years. We're going to dig into all that and much more still ahead. A very busy political news morning. But again, we're going to begin with that breaking news we told you about at the top. Right now, out of Pennsylvania, Bill Clinton is set to arrive at a suburban, excuse me, Bill Cosby is set to arrive at a suburban Philadelphia courthouse.
Not a great mix-up there.
I've been very candid about that. I did not drug that young lady.
That's right. Dustin Diamond of Saved by the Bell fame, I was unaware, had been in jail, got out. He was in jail for stabbing a man in a December 2014 bar fight. He got out early, only did 3 months in jail, and he's already back in for drugs. So he just can't stay out of jail, poor Dustin Diamond. Did you see this? I was reading all about Khaleesi and her nude scene.
Yeah.
And her not choosing to use a body double, even though they offered that to her as an option, which I think is dumb. They shouldn't have offered her.
Eh. I mean, if it's a body double, she could have a really ugly face. But if she's got an awesome body, then do we care? We don't know.
Well, she's got some regrets.
Oh, really?
Because she said they were kind of like, you're not doing much this season. So I told her parents, you're not doing much this season. So I told them to watch this episode. And, of course, she sat down with her parents to watch the episode and her boobs come out. And then her dad is seeing her boobs. That's an awkward thing, right?
Yeah, except they're probably airbrushed and stuff, but that's okay.
I don't think, I mean, that's the whole point. They offered her that. She said no. So now her dad saw her boobs. If your daughter is ever a famous actress and does a nude scene, will you watch her movie knowing that you'll see her boobs?
How much money am I getting from her to support my gambling habit?
That's between you guys. I don't know.
Throw me a ballpark figure.
I'm just saying
figure.
You. She says, Dad, I'm in this new movie. I'm so excited. I want you to see it. And it's not like a porno or anything. Not like Cinemax.
But no, just like being the new Khaleesi.
But it's like an artsy show, and she comes out and she shows her boobs to the world, and you're in the room with her. Would you want to be there?
See, this
is
an awkward question because my daughter's a terrific actress, and this may be an issue someday.
That's why I asked.
I'd go with probably if she asked me to. I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it.
If
she were sitting down with me, like Khaleesi was. Said, hey, I want you to see this. Fine. Will you sponsor your dad in the World Series of Poker?
Let's just say, for instance, it's her first major movie, and she's obviously excited. Yeah, you'd be excited, too.
I'd probably
You'd
watch it.
You'd have to watch it,
but
right?
But it'd be awkward, yeah.
Would it be more awkward if it was a love scene with a man?
That's just acting, right? That's just like being married. You're acting.
This is another topic that I've got for a slow day. And I don't have a daughter. Jong doesn't have a daughter. You do. So we'll all have to play the game. Jong and I will have to play it hypothetically. But
I think you'd be okay with it. It would be awkward. But
of all the famous men in the world, could you make a top five list of the five men you would least want your daughter to be in a sexual relationship with?
Oh, God, yeah, that'd be easy.
I think that'd be a fun game for us.
I could make a list of about 25,000. But
I know, but I just mean your top five. The top five worst imaginable, like, hey, Dad, this is my new fiance.
Magic Johnson.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good one. Just, you know, I was thinking Chuck Manson, but that's not good.
Chuck's
either.
Not going to get out, so...
Chuck, I think Chuck's married. So some father got the news broken.
Well, she's at least not bringing him to dinner.
That's true.
So there's that.
This is my new fiance, Rich Lord.
Yeah. See ya. You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
That's off it on Hollywood.
Oh, man. All right. I think I probably put Hulk Hogan on that list now, too. That's an interesting list. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will be back tomorrow. And we get Monday off, right?
So we have,
yes,
we
do. Got a 3-day weekend. Good for us. All right. Hope everybody has a good one. Good job, Jong. Good job, AJ. I kind of sucked today, but that's all right. We'll be better tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
97.5.